Good morning. I'm Vonda, sitting in for Pastor Tommy this morning on The Prayer Closet. What a privilege it is to get a chance to sit in with you and to pray with you. We're going to look at the Word of God here in just a few minutes, see what He has to say to us and about Him, who we are in Him. But if you want us to pray with you, we would love to have the chance to do that. What we need you to do, though, is to either text us at the here at 419-389-0893, or you can email prayer@yeshome.com, and we will take a look at your prayer request and all pray together here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we want to take a look at the Word of God this morning. I'm going to pray before we even get a chance to dive in there. And so, Father, I just thank you so much for this day. I thank you for all that you have planned for each and every person who's listening. And Lord, as we just look at who you say that you are and that who we are in you, Lord, that every word that is said, is spoken, goes through the filter of you, Holy Spirit, each person gets exactly what you want them to hear today. You would speak to our hearts and just draw us closer to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, I know that Valentine's Day is past, and yesterday, I'm sure that there's a lot of love talk going on all around you, and I don't mean to keep dragging it out, but I was doing some devotion last night and even this morning, and just God just really kind of speaking to me about how we have such a different concept of love. And it's, you know, a lot of it comes down to our culture and the different things that are around and the things that we put value on and we place things on. But as I was praying this morning and as I was looking at different things, the verses that came to mind to me were in Isaiah 55, and verses 8 and 9 says this: "The Lord says, my thoughts are not like yours. Your ways are not like mine. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And you know what? Sometimes it's hard to grasp that, and it's, or we use that as just a way to say, you know what? I'm not going to understand anything that God has because His ways are so much higher than mine. So I'm just going to accept that and move on. But you know what? As I was reading and looking at different things, I love the way that Paul brings things back around. And Paul is somebody who definitely felt the presence of God and His love and experienced it in a way that a lot of people may not ever experience it in such a great way. And if you look in Ephesians 3, he was talking about the love of Christ. And in verses 17, 18, and 19, it says this: "I pray that Christ will live in your hearts because of your faith. I pray that your life will be strong in love and be built on love. And I pray that you and all God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love. How wide, how long, how high, how deep that love is." And then this is the verse that jumped out to me like it never has before. Verse 19 says, "Christ's love is greater than anyone could ever know. But I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with everything God has for you." And it hit me this time around that, you know what? I think that sometimes because we look at Christ's love for us and we put on our human and cultural limits on what love is, we put on those things that say that we have to be able to do things. We have to be able to perform to a certain degree. We have to achieve certain things for Christ to love us. The truth of the matter is that He has the ability to look past the flaws that we have, to look past our shortcomings, to look past all of those things that we see are blemishes or we see are things that are disappointments, and to see who He created us to be. And it's not that He created us to be that and then we've fallen short. He's, because we're His creation, we are what He loves so much. And He sees not only the potential, but He sees us for who we are now. And He loves us for who we are now. Even when we reach our highest potential, even when we do the things that He's called us to do, He loves us the same as the days that we don't hit the mark. The days that we say, you know what, I dropped the ball on that. I know that the things that I said, the things that I did were not of you today, God. But that doesn't mean that he loves us. He doesn't pull that back. And some of us operate out of our human experience. Maybe we grew up in a household that was performance-based, that if you didn't achieve to a certain degree, that you didn't feel as though you had value. You weren't shown. Maybe you were even told that you didn't have value. That's not what Christ does with us. God has created us. We are his masterpiece. We are his workmanship. He loves us because of who he created us to be, not because of the things that we do, not because of the things that we say, but just because of who we are. And if we can take a moment to step back and to rest in that, that gives us the ability then to go and to live and to do the things. And the rest of the second part of that verse, after verse 19, I'm going to read again in Ephesians 3. Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know, but I pray that you will be able to know that love. Then you can be filled with everything God has for you. If you feel this morning like there's more, that you feel like you're not living in the fullness of what God has for you, I would challenge you to do this today, to take a second to step back and to just yield yourself to him again, to put aside your want list, your wish list, your prayer list for a moment. And we're going to pray for specific needs in just a moment. And I'm not saying that you put it aside, but in the middle of things, to just offer him yourself again and say, show me those places that I'm keeping from you. Show me those places that I have reserved because I think that you're going to be disappointed in me. Show me those places that I am holding back and holding on to because they're security for me. They're safety for me. They're the things that I've achieved in my own might, my own power. So I'm proud of those things and I want to hang on to them. And as we yield those things to him, as we give ourselves totally to him, then ask him that you can experience his love to the fullest. And as you do, that you can be filled with everything, not just some of the things, not just the things that you want, not the things that you, in your own infinite mind, going back to what we talked about, the first verses in Isaiah 55, that in our limited imagination and our limited creativity that we think are great for ourselves, but that we open ourselves up to be filled with everything that God has for us today. Let's pray together. God, this morning, as I stand here, I just open up and I ask you, just show me those things that I'm holding on to, that I'm not releasing to you, that I'm closing off, and not fully yielding to you. And as I do that, let me just give those to you this morning. And as those who are praying along with me this morning, as we just together open ourselves up and we offer them to you, that you would come in like a flood, like we've not experienced you before, that your love would fill us up and fill those places, even the dark places that we don't tell anybody about, that we don't show anyone. Your love would fill those places up so that we can operate, that we can experience all that you have for us in completion. Lord, and we just ask it this morning in your name. Amen.